today is going to be a little bit difficult with the road being changed. But you learn how to take that in stride. I mean, the really severe cases. Think about when Sariputta passed away and Ananda said he felt like he'd lost his bearings. He depended so much on Sariputta and his Dharma and his help. And the Buddha said, well, when Sariputta left, did he take virtue with him? Did he take concentration? Did he take discernment, release? Those things are still available. So whenever there's any difficulty in life, always remind yourself of the good things that are still there and take advantage of them, and particularly good practices that you can do. There are a lot of the things in the world that are going to change. We build a monastery here. Well, someday there's not going to be anything left. All the projects we're working on, there's not going to be any trace of them. But what will have a trace is the trace it leaves in the mind. So you want to work on projects that leave good traces in the mind. And when they talk about perfections and the Bhāramis, this is what they're talking about. This is what you take with you. This is what you develop while you're here as your own inner treasure and as your source for happiness. Remember that happiness has to come from your actions. That's the beginning of discernment, is realizing that if you want to be happy, it depends on how you act. So look at your actions all the time. You still have the opportunity to practice. There may be some difficulties here and there. There's going to be a lot more noise, and it's going to be the smell of the sealant. But you can figure out some way to get around that so the mind doesn't have to make itself suffer over these things. Because there's going to be a lot of things in the world that are going to cause a lot more suffering than that if you're not skilled. But if you have the skill, you can protect yourself. After all, that was what the Buddha's counsel on thinking about future dangers was all about, realizing aging, illness, and death are going to come. Someday society is going to break down. Someday the Sangha is going to split. So you want to have an inner resource that's not going to be affected by these things, so you can still dwell in well-being. Even though old, even though ill, even when you're dying, the mind can still have a sense of well-being if it's well-trained. Society can break down. But as long as you've got your good qualities in the mind, you've got the resources you need to make sure you stay happy.